Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Yeah, no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Let's talk this out. I can't wait. I cannot wait to talk this out with you. I'm fascinated. I'm going to try and I'll fail. I'd like to do this without a bloop, bloop, but I'm not going to be able to do it without a bloop. 2:30 in the afternoon on Friday, and I am sitting right there looking out at the Pacific Ocean on Pedregal in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. I'm wearing nothing but trunks. That's it. Just trunks. And there it goes. Bzz, 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 bzz. And I'm like, oh, damn. Look at that. Brock Purdy gets his deal. And immediately, just like a live radio show, a whole table of all of my high school friends start throwing around every opinion that you could possibly imagine. Wonderful deal. Terrible deal. He's good. He's not good. Brock Purdy is just like that Dos Equis guy. He is the most interesting man in the NFL. That's my only reaction to this. I'd have never seen someone bring about an opinion all the way over here to all the way over here consistently every single time.
It's wild because when you look at what he's done as a starting quarterback, and he's won 4 playoff games, I think there's only 7 active quarterbacks, maybe 8 if you look at all of the QBs still active who have as many, if not more. Jimmy Garoppolo, by the way, has 4 playoff victories.
Oh,
we'll put that aside for now. So he's done well, but the whole idea of draftism, you said this a couple years ago, the fact that he was the last pick in his draft will dog him most likely forever. It's going to be a part of his story when it's over. If he wins the Super Bowl, it'll be part of the story. I do think that that is how the perception hurts him in this way, because if you just took numbers and put them up on the wall, and numbers are numbers,
they
but
are.
His numbers are pretty good. If you just put his numbers up and Dak and Trevor Lawrence and you looked at him, you'd say, well, yeah, player A, he's got better numbers. And yet when he comes in and he makes $53 million a year, now we get mad. It's the draftism thing to me that just keeps rearing its head.
Yeah, well, what's your take? Would you have done this deal?
Absolutely. If I'm Brock Purdy, Absolutely.
No, if you're the Niners.
Oh, absolutely I would.
Okay.
Especially because of the way it seems to be structured, and we'll get more concrete details as we get further down the road, but it looks like the majority of the money, as I mentioned, 62% up front in the first 3 years. And I said that all along, that for me, it's not the average annual. It's not even about the total guarantee at signing, which is $100 million. So he already gets $100 no matter what, and he's likely going to recoup more than that, probably closer to $180 guaranteed. But for me, it was about how you structure it, how much money is in the front half. That way, if things don't look great at halftime, then you can make a hard decision.
Yeah. I think this is, I think it's a total no-brainer.
Yeah.
Like, I think this always comes from the baseline, where do we start the conversation? And you and I agreed on this months ago. Like, I never even considered him making less than 50 as an option. It's not an option.
Yep.
That's what I meant when I said 10 minutes ago when I'm like, you don't get to pay him less than this. I, like, in my wildest dreams, I never even considered the idea of his deal being less than this.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I said, I was with you. I'm like, the deal's going to start with a pho.
Of course.
You know?
Of course. Like, the idea of him tucking himself below, like, let me see, who's down there? Who's slumming it down at 50? Right? You got Justin Herbert at 52. Lamar Jackson's at 52. Jalen Hurts is at 51. Now here's the drop-off. For those of you who wanted him to take less than $50 million.
Yeah, yeah.
We go to Kyler Murray.
Geno Smith's
46.
Down there. Yep.
We're going to go to Deshaun Watson. I know all of you are going to run around with your Mahomes take. That's a Lee Steinberg problem. That thing probably should have been done or redone 100 times. Technically, Patrick Mahomes, the 14th highest paid QB in the league at $45 million, but he signed that deal back in 1952. I don't know what they're waiting for. Kirk Cousins is down there at 45. Matt Stafford at 44, because now you're getting into the older guys, obviously. And that's your top 16. There was never a possibility that this deal was going to be less than 50. So the fact that you got it at 53, I don't really understand how somebody can say that the 49ers overpaid. I get where you're coming from, but I don't understand what it was you wanted them to do, or how this would have actually worked. How would you have gotten Brock and his agent to say yes to the 42 that you want to spend on it?
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't even like... That was never on the table.
Never, and we actually were kind of breaking this down last week. If you wanted to go the other route, which is, you know, you have him play this year on $5 million, and then you franchise him, and then you franchise him again, you could have done it to where it would have been 3 years and about, you know, $110 million, but you don't want to have a disgruntled player. You were going to always get this done, and when you start to slot it in on where it's going to fall, could he have held out and pushed it and really tried to get over Trevor and Dak? Yeah, he could have, but I do think a couple things. One, you're going from $1 million to 53, in theory. That's a nice little raise for Brock.
Sure.
And the other piece is, and again, I'll never pretend to know him well, but it seems like money is not his number one driving force. And I also add in what I said in the crossover. Maybe it takes a little bit of the pressure off when you're not the guy, the number one top-earning QB.
That's an interesting point. It is, because there's something to be said for, like, I want to be maybe paid commensurate with what I'm worth, but at the same time, like, how does the weekend sound different in the national media if Brock gets 58 or 60?
Oh, I mean, if he gets $60 million and $1 annual, and he's now numero uno.
What if their entire negotiating strategy was, hi, Parag, hi, John, how you guys doing? We're going to sit down, and here's our baseline. We're better than Dak. Now you talk. What if that's what they did? And what would the Niners have done? Would the Niners have, I don't know, going after Sam Darnold and cut? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, this thing would have gotten dragged out.
Maybe.
With, you know, more Parag Marate and more, like, painful negotiating.
And what if it gets dragged out the same way Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk did? And in come August and September, the Niners cave, and there it is. Brock Purdy, $60 million a year. What does this sound like?
It sounds like turmoil between now and then, and it sounds like a quarterback who's not going to be at phase three of the OTAs, which I think is next week, and he wouldn't be in camp, and then he would show up, and there would be a ramp up, and you probably would drop a couple of games. You've got Seattle in the opener, and yeah, all of the things that we've experienced the last couple of years, I think, would have probably happened again. And so you're Brock, and you realize that $53 million a year is a pretty nice living. I think that you can subsist on $53 million a year, and you want to just go play football. Get in there, install the offense, get to know the new players on the team, and let's get this thing turned back around.
I mean, how come more of you aren't actually looking at this contract as yet another piece of leadership?
Right.
That's what I see. I see Brock Purdy doing this the exact way that so many people have asked Brandon Ayuk and Nick Bosa and Trent Williams and everybody else, asking all of them to handle this. This is somebody, and now I believe this deal was, at least from the framework standpoint, has probably been in place for weeks, if not months, based on the way this kind of came out. But what do you have? You have a guy who left in January and said the utmost importance that we do this early and we don't miss any time. I want to lead my team into the offseason. Deal's technically not even signed, sealed, and delivered yet. He still shows up to voluntary activities. No drama. Every time somebody with a voice, Pelissero, Rappaport, anytime someone's talking about it, what's been the sound? Well, they're not done yet, but everything's good shape. Everybody's on the same page, all like
each
other.
Even John and, Kyle, too.
Absolutely.
Same thing, right?
Going to get this done. Brock talks about it, feel good about it, want to be a 49er, boom. Here he is. Warrior season ends, bang. There's Brock Purdy. I'm the quarterback. Yes, Tua makes this, and Trevor makes that, and I don't care because I want to be here. And, oh, by the way, .. Fred gets a bunch of money, too. Look at that. I didn't take all of the money. I left some for Fred, too, and now everybody is kumbaya. That's my number one takeaway on this deal. You can hate the number. You can hate Purdy. You can love the number. You can love Purdy. This was wonderful leadership by Brock Purdy. And that's not to, I'm not trying to, oh, Brock.
You're Brockistan.
Well, no, I'm
already. You are the president of Brockistan.
Absolutely, and I will keep my position, but but I'm not saying, like, credit him as if he did some sort of charitable
heroic
act. I just think what he did was mature. Let's put it that way. He didn't have to play it this way.
No.
He didn't have to.
Well, it's clear that his priority number one is to get himself in a position to have a good year. And if he has a good year, the team probably has a good year. And if they have a good year, that means they get to play in January. And darn it, maybe they play in February. Yeah. So that's his top priority. Yeah, the money's going to take care of itself. He was never going to come in and, you know, I'll sign for $18 million a year just so I can be at OTAs, darn it. It was a balancing act, but it's clear to me that he's putting the football first. He wants to be there in camp. He wants to be there at OTAs. He's seen what happened the last couple of years, and he doesn't want to be that distraction. And as the quarterback, you've got to be in there. And so he wanted it taken care of, and the number settled at 53. And if you're Brock and you ask your new wife and your family, and they, you know, they say, hey, 53, what do you think? You take the deal. We watch a lot of Deal or No Deal as we go to bed at night. It's kind of what we do as we fall asleep. And it's always like you talk to the family and the offer's $93,000 from the banker and it's no deal. And then the offer goes down. It's like, I should have taken the deal.
But I mean, but it's got to make sense.
It does.
It's got to make sense. And I know that, I mean, it's easy for you and me, $53 million. Like, oh, yeah. Obviously, we cannot relate.
Right.
But like, how many of you would have been like, I love my company. I think we can do well with my company. Yes, the schmuck down the street is making more, but yes, I'll take the deal. How many of us do it? Put whatever number in you want.
Yep.
You make $53 million, you make $100,000, you make $30,000, you make $500,000. The schmuck down the street is making more.
Right.
How many of you take the deal? That's all.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
I think more than people would admit, because when you look at it, and maybe it's just because I'm a little older and I've lived a little bit it doesn't always come down to money. That's going to equate to the happiness.
100%.
And if you're in this spot and you can get it done in May and you don't have to miss any of the off-season stuff and the number you're going to be paid is a pretty good number. So do I really need the ego stroke? Do I really need to be numero uno and make $60 million and $1 average annual? It's clear that he doesn't prioritize that.
It's also clear that most say, yes, I do. Yes, I do need to be that.
Yeah.
What most do.
Some take it all the way to the wire. Didn't Lamar Jackson take it deep into the offseason before?
That was a huge negotiating standoff. We're brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. We want to take your calls, your texts, your comments all afternoon long. Got a lot to get to. 888-957-9570. Leroy, you'll lead us off. But if you're the Niners, would you have done this deal? And if your answer's no, tuck in a what would you have done at the quarterback position this year if you don't like the deal? 888-957-9570. We will take your calls right now on Willard and Dibs. Fred Warner is now the highest paid linebacker in the National Football League, a three-year, $63 million contract extension, over $56 million in guarantees. That all broke just about 30 or 40 minutes ago. And to me, the whole thing feels like a little orchestrated. That's just the way kind of my brain works when I see all this stuff.
You know what that would be, right?
It'd be an orchestration sensation.
Thank you.
And I do think
welcome
that,
back.
Yeah, no, it's going to be back.
Trying to get you back in the rhythm.
Yeah,
you know?
Good. I appreciate it because it's good to be in Cabo too, but it's going to be back.
Yeah, good.
It's
going
to be back.
Yeah.
And it does feel, haven't you noticed that the whole time nobody seemed concerned about anything?
Right.
And that's
Fred didn't go to the voluntary stuff, though, right?
No, I don't. He did not.
No biggie, but.
And neither did George.
Right.
And the second one reporter was like, this is contract related. He immediately fired on her on Twitter and said, no, it's not. Your source sucks.
Right.
Because I'm right here. And so, the time, which one goes in which order, I don't know, but everything about the way Brock Purdy has handled this suggests to me that everyone has been fully aware that this contract is going to be signed, sealed, and delivered soon, and I don't think it's an accident that they tuck it in on Friday afternoon and then wait till Monday at almost the exact same hour and bang, give you Fred Warner. And the message is, Brock got a lot of money, but not too much so that we can't handle our other people. I think that's the message the Niners are sending out.
And that's the message that makes the most sense because George Kittle, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Fred Warner is pretty much on a Hall of Fame track. I don't know if he's there already, but he's heading in that direction. And so for Fred Warner, he gets a three-year extension on top of the remaining 2 years that he had. And so you take the money that you're still going to pay him and you put a lot of it. I don't know the exact structure yet, but I would imagine it's front-loaded like Brock Purdy's is, and he gets all this guaranteed money, $56 million in guaranteed money. So that'll all be put up front in bonuses, and Fred Warner gets to go out there and have that ego stroke of being the highest-paid linebacker, and now he's signed through 2029. And you probably think with Fred Warner that'll be about it for the career, you would guess. I mean, maybe he could play longer than that, but you look at a five-year chunk of Fred. You got Kittle. He's all signed up. McCaffrey, I'm sure after another season, he would look for another rework deal if he's still healthy. So you're keeping the band together, and the key now is to surround them with this lower-paid labor, so to speak, and still be a good team.
There's some interesting stuff coming in on from our listeners on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We'll get to that in a sec. Let's go to the phones. We'll take your calls all afternoon, 888-957-9570. Leroy in Oakland. Hey, Leroy. Thanks for calling, man. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? So, hey, you were with me this weekend in a conversation that me and my wife were having. So we had a disagreement. And I said, so what do you want, a cookie? And she said, not from you. And I just broke out laughing. Almost got in trouble. And then when I told her why I was laughing, she started laughing, so you got me in trouble, but then you got me out of trouble.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd just share that.
That's the way I like to live. Dip your toe in the water and then pull it out of there. Yeah, let's go.
know, so real quick, I think the difference in the opinion about how, you know, with Purdy and how he got paid, and some people are saying he got paid too much. Some people are saying, you know, it's okay. I think the people who thought he was a top 20 quarterback was like, it's too much money. The people who thought he was a top 10 quarterback was like, hey, this is okay. I was somewhere in the middle, 13th, 15th, so I'm okay with it. But I just think that it's where people had him, and, you know, I think that's where the difference of opinion comes.
Yeah, Leroy, thanks. I get that. I'm just still honestly trying to figure out, and thank you for the call, Leroy. Like, I'm trying to figure out, and this is what I'd really love to hear today, and I mean this genuinely, right? Like, I'd love to understand what it is, if you think this is, quote, too much. I don't think that's like some crazy opinion. I've just never understood what it is exactly that people have as a solution to that. What is it you would like to do?
Someone else. That's the solution.
Who the hell is that?
Well, that's where people will have their, in my opinion, half-baked ideas, and you can come up with whatever scenario you want. But the people who think that it's too much, the majority of them are people who don't think that Brock Purdy is good enough or that good. And so then you can either, when we had a call, maybe it was Thursday when you were out, or, you know, somebody talking about a draft pick that they should have made, a fourth round pick that a quarterback got taken. No, you were here for that.
Yeah.
And
no,
like,
no, yeah, just go ahead.
And so, like, you could go that route. You could try to pick another Brock Purdy and hope you find, you know, lightning in a bottle again.
But that's not even a route. That's not even a route. Like,
it's a Hail Mary of a route.
Like, who wants to do that? I want to watch football this fall. I don't want to watch. I don't want to rebuild. I don't want to start over. I don't want to hope. I mean, like, it's funny how many people will trust this group to go draft a quarterback. But it's a lot of the same fans who hate the way this group has drafted offensive players. And they have some fair points. We went through this process 3 years ago and paid heaven and earth to grab a quarterback who can't play in the NFL.
Yep.
I don't like the draft, to me, of all the other ideas out there, that feels almost like the worst one. And I hear the Sam Darnold stuff and all that, which is funny because he was here. Like, don't you think the Niners, I don't know, would have done, they would have played him if he was like head and shoulders better or above Brock Purdy. That's all. I just, don't you want to watch football this fall?
You do.
Don't you want to have a chance to win the games?
Absolutely. And he gives you a good chance to win the games. I'm with you. I just, you know, and people are lining up the phones at 888-957-9570, and the people who don't want to pay Brock Purdy that much, I'm also curious, like, what is your alternative? You got McCorkle Jones, you got Mac Jones, and, you know, you can play Mac Jones instead if you don't sign Brock Purdy. But
okay, yeah, you could.
And I'm with you, Mark. Like, all the scenarios that are going to get thrown out, I don't think any of them are as good as, you know, paying Brock Purdy $53 million.
Brock Purdy's got 53. Fred Warner, for the second time in his career, remarks or remakes the linebacker market in the NFL. We can talk about any of it. We are talking about it today on Willard and Dibbs and 95.7 The Game. Tony in Stockton is next. Hi, Tony. What's going on?
Hey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, I got one word. Is this name that tune?
Hello.
There you are. Hey, hi, Tony.
Hey, hi. So I think you guys made an excellent point earlier when you guys were saying that some of the fans were pointing and saying that, you know, negotiating wise, they could walk in and say, well, Dak's making this much, you know, $60 million a year, and we're better than Dak. But I think also the flip side to that is that what a lot of fans tend to forget when they do say that is that the team could turn around and say, well, you know, to be honest and fair, he's not as good as Mahomes, and Mahomes is making a whole lot less money. So why don't we start negotiating there? I think both sides won in this case. I really think as far as a team, I think we're really off to a great start, and especially in a great situation with him. I like this contract. I like it a lot.
The issue with the Mahomes point, and Tony, thank you very much for the call. If anybody wants to, like, fire back with the whole Mahomes thing is not what he makes, it's when he signed it. Like, that's the problem with the Mahomes point is that he signed that deal eons ago. Like, absolutely eons ago. I'm trying to look at
He restructured it in 23.
Right, he restructured. But, like, the baseline of that is still affecting what's going on with this. And the signing happened, I think it happened
in 2020.
In 2020. Yep. 2020 is a lifetime ago as far as this stuff is concerned.
And he signed a 10-year deal, which is mostly unheard of.
Right. I mean, listen, there are people, I can promise you this, there are people in NFL circles who think that the Patrick Mahomes contract is the worst player contract in sports. Like, it is the most team-friendly contract in all of sports right now. It is akin to when Steph Curry went 4 years, $44 million because his ankles didn't work, and the Warriors turned that into a dynasty. It was the most important contract in the NBA. It has allowed Iguodala and Durant and all of the things that came later, and obviously does not allow them now. Now you see what happens when you have the highest paid player in the sport on your team. So I fully, you can respond and say, hey, he makes more than Mahomes. That is not a function of him being better than Mahomes. That's a function of that deal being 5 years old.
Right.
And so there's an order to things.
There is. And, you know, Mahomes saw that the reality of that was not good. And so he restructured and gave him a lot of cap relief. And then he got massive amounts in a restructuring bonus and a signing bonus. So you don't have to feel bad for Mahomes and just look at his average annual value, because the restructure was good for the team and also good for him. And, you know, that's how a lot of these deals get done anyway. Like this Brock Purdy deal, I would bet that he doesn't play all 6 years of this contract at this current amount. He'll probably go 3 or 4 years, and if things are going good, they'll tear up the last 2 years and give him a fresh deal.
Maybe.
And take that money that he's owed and give it to him up front in a bonus, and you know, maybe lessen the cap, or they're going to maneuver it the way they need to maneuver it.
Yeah. Or, I mean, all things on the table. They could tear it up. They could restructure it. They could cut him. I mean, you know what I mean? Any of these things are on the table. That's a long time in NFL years. Larry is in the city and next up. Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Y'all stole a little of my thunder. I was on the too much side, just given the history of the Niners and how we lose players and let players go because of the money and what Brock Purdy needs. In my opinion, he needs an all-pro team around him to be successful. And so when you give him that amount of money, then I think it lessens the talent you can put around him. I'm not saying that Brock Purdy's a bum. Actually, he looks pretty good to me. But I just think that you need some extra pennies for those players that make to ensure Brock Purdy's success. And lastly, I'm going to say really, really quick, are we sure we trust Shanahan's QB acumen? This is the guy that passed up on Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. I mean, he passed up on some cats. And not to say Deshaun is garbage now, but before, we didn't have a quarterback. Then he wanted, you know, Bedford. I mean, I can't think of the guy's name. But the third, he took him in the third round and – Yeah, Nicky Mullin, like, we gotta not let Shannon off the
hook. Well, there goes Larry, but I think we got the gist of it. Okay, a couple things there. Do we really trust Shanahan to draft a quarterback? This is going to sound maybe a little bit like a cop-out. I don't really trust anyone with regard to simply their draft evaluation. I don't, like, because he's also the guy who drafted Brock Purdy, which means he found a complete diamond in the rough in the seventh round. So anything outside of the first round, I think there's a demerit for Shanahan for Trey Lance. I will say that. Anything outside of the first round, to me, you're not necessarily drafting your starter. You're drafting somebody who might be valuable, who might end up as one of your players, but he might not. Like, your first rounders, that's the only ones where you're like, that's my hand-picked guy. I want this guy to be the guy for the next 10 years. And they did that with Trey Lance, and they were woefully, woefully wrong. But outside of that, I don't look at a coach and a quarterback as a draft thing. I look at them more as a development thing. And the reason I trust Kyle Shanahan is because the numbers will tell you that just about every quarterback he's worked with has played the best that he's ever played when with Kyle. That's true for almost every quarterback he's worked with. Whatever their ceiling is, it's going to come with Kyle.
Yeah, Sam Darnold would be an exception because he got to play.
But he didn't play. Yeah, he didn't play.
I look at the Mahomes thing a little bit differently because, yeah, he could have taken Patrick Mahomes with the third overall pick. And if you look at the team that he inherited from Chip Kelly, they were not a quarterback away from being a good team. So he had to do a complete rebuild. Now, I would be more willing to listen to people who talk about how, you know, you could have taken other players that went later in that draft, like Hassan Reddick and Malik Hooker and other really good cornerstone pieces in the draft. You took Solomon Thomas, which was a mistake. For me, the mistake was not looking to get a quarterback in that spot, even though Mahomes turned out to be one of the best quarterbacks ever. If he was drafted to this team at that time, would he be the Patrick Mahomes that we're seeing today?
I mean, I think
it would be hard to say.
Probably not.
Right.
Yeah, hard to say, but probably not. Like, your context is important for every player, which is why here's another thing. This is where he started his call. I want to push back just a little bit on this idea that I feel is now getting dangerously close to just becoming accepted as fact by everybody. Purdy needs everything perfect around him. He needs all these good players dotted around him. He's an all-pro roster around him, or else he's not any good. This has been totally, totally disproven, number one. But number two, I think kind of along the lines of what you were just saying, I don't think anybody is very good if they don't have a good team around them. If you don't have a good coach, if you don't have good players, you're not going to be good. And, and the best example of this in today's NFL is Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's a very good quarterback. He never got anything done in Detroit, ever.
Yeah.
He got stats. He got stats. That's all he got done.
Because he had to throw it every down.
And they were terrible. The organizational structure was terrible. The people around him, the offensive line. So when I look at Brock Purdy, there are certain things. Like, I even hear it in people's voices. They're like, dude, Juwan Jennings is going to be your starting receiver this year? You mean the guy that essentially went for 1,000 yards last year with Brock, who had a bang, absolute coming out party in L.A. against the Rams in a game that had no Trent Williams, no Deebo Samuel, totally falling apart at the seams, and Brock and Juwan went out there and made unbelievable music and scored a bunch of points. Like, I'm not telling you, he's a put everything on his back kind of a guy. I just don't see Brock as having fallen apart because Christian McCaffrey got hurt. Yes, the year was not as good last year for a bunch of reasons.
Yeah.
And I'd start on the defensive side of the ball, not the offensive side of the ball.
You could look at the offensive side and you could look at a team that really struggled to run the ball. And it wasn't only because you lost your number one running back and you lost your number two running back and then the number three running back got hurt as well. The offensive line was not great on the ground. And the Shanahan system is predicated on getting the lead and being able to control the clock and run the ball. And that's where Brock Purdy is so good, because he can run play action fakes and he can run the Shanahan offense when they've got the lead. And too often last year, they were in spots where they had to try to come from behind without the weaponry, quite frankly, to be able to do that.
888-957-9570. What do you make of this? 707 among those texting in today on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The market is bad and needs to be reset. You guys harp on the QBs who make more than Brock, but we know they shouldn't be making.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Not that much. Fix the market. Brock and most of the top seven shouldn't be making 50+. This one's fascinating.
The market is the market.
Well, that's true, but I'll take it a step further. If there's a position out there that right now to me is out of whack, you know exactly what I'm going to say.
It's wide receiver.
It's wide receiver. It's not quarterback. Do you want to know what happens when your quarterback gets hurt? You just watched it. It's called the end of the Golden State Warriors season. You watched it last year. He missed one game in Green Bay. The game was over in 3 minutes. I couldn't even get my food ready. The game was over so fast because you had to play with somebody else at that position. So I understand where you're coming from on the idea that these numbers just kind of shock our system, but I do think the quarterback is that important. It's the same five guys that go to the playoffs every year and start moving around and shaking for the most part. They're worth that much. That's why I tweeted last week that Steph Curry's underpaid. He got hurt. That was it.
Yep,
all
was
this
it.
Stuff that we did. Every root for everything. And whoa, the Warriors won the top five in the odds. Oh, we're going to beat the Rockets. And you get game one in Minnesota. All this stuff is happening. Hamstring goes down. Thanks for playing. You never win another game. Some players are that important. And I think quarterbacks are usually on that list.
Well, they're always on that list. And you could look at all 32 teams. And if you don't have a not even great quarterback, a competent quarterback, you're going nowhere. And that's just the reality of football at just about any level. And so the Niners feel like they have a competent quarterback. I think that he's better than that. And so when you have that, you pay that man. And it reminds me a little bit of real estate in the Bay Area because you take a house and it's whatever, 2,000 square feet, and you pay $1.6 million for it. You take that same house and you put it in, oh, I don't know, Provo, Utah, or Kansas City, Missouri, the house is going to be worth about a third of what it is here, and it's just the nature of that market and this market, and that's just the going rate. And Grandy and I were talking about gas prices on Friday because, you know, you pull up to a pump now and it's $4.59. You're like, that's not bad, but I'm old enough to remember when gas was like 89 cents.
Oh,
and so, you know, but it's all part of the sticker shock nature of life in 2025. Making $53 million, that's ridiculous, but that's just the cost of having a good quarterback.
It's only ridiculous until they all break 60 and then 70.
Well, it's only ridiculous until your team doesn't pay for one of those guys and now you're left with what?
Well, that's still my question. That's still my question. You don't have to love this deal. I would love to hear some actual substantive ideas on what the 49ers can and should have done at quarterback if they weren't going to do this. Because I would argue, and the reason I asked that question is, and, you know, like I've even been listening to Shasky on this for months now, and I think it's kind of a fascinating take where, and if you're listening, Joe, you're trying to thread a very, very interesting needle. You're trying to thread an interesting needle. It's a little Jerry Maguire. And I dig that about you. The very thin thread. Because listen to what... I like Brock Purdy. But that's a lot of money. Well, sure. Brock wasn't going to go below this. He, like, no chance. He went below Lawrence. He went below Tua.
He's making what Jared Goff is making the average.
He wasn't going to go below that. So unless you believe that Brock was just like, oh, darn, they won't give me 55. Okay, we'll do 45. Like, unless you think that he's a bumpkin with no agent who just would have rolled over, there was no chance he was going to take less than this. This, I believe, was almost the floor, which is why his agent broke it on Friday afternoon. I don't think that he's doing victory laps. It's a good deal. But
I mean, he should be doing a victory lap considering his percentage of what the guy's going to make.
Well, sure, but it's not a PR home run for Brock Purdy. It's not. Like,
but who cares about the PR, you
correct,
know?
But well, the agent does. But I don't think Brock does.
Right.
But the
we
agent
don't know
does.
If the agent does. But I kind of buy your theory a little bit when news is broken.
I'm intrigued that they did it then. Like,
yeah.
That's intriguing
to
me.
I do think that the end of the Warrior season made it a natural time to just go ahead and roll it out there. So could you have held it till today, to Monday? I suppose. But if the deal is done on a Friday, you're not going to be able to hold that anymore over the weekend.
Well, but I do think they have some control over when that all comes out. Because I actually don't like...
But just one comment to one person and that news is out.
Correct.
There's almost no secrets anymore.
Well, believe me, these Pelliceros and Rappaports, they are not going to tweet it without the agent's permission or that agent's never talking to them again. And that's their business. So, like, I see it kind of a different way. Like, we haven't gotten the fountain pen picture yet, have we? The Niners, like, we haven't got the Instagram of Brock in the building with the pen and John Lynch.
Yeah, stand-up. I haven't seen it.
That hasn't happened yet, right? So that tells this didn't come from the Niners. This didn't come from the Niners.
Well, it almost never comes from the
right.
team, right?
It came from the agent. So why the agent, whoever Fred Warner's agent is, he's like, we're doing this on Monday. You're the highest paid linebacker in the league. Brock's agent's like, how about Friday at 2:30? Because I just signed my guy for $2 million less than Trevor Lawrence.
But you do want to spread these out anyway. You're not going to have them both break the same day because you want your guy to get a full day of, you know, you're the guy and yeah, this is the news.
To a degree.
Yeah.
But you know where I'm coming from on that? Like, it's,
I do.
It's,
and I'm buying half of it. I
okay.
mean, it's a little conspiracy theory. It's a little too much of a conspiracy
okay.
for me.
Okay.
And I think that the deal just gets done. And I don't think that they say, oh, boy, it's a Friday. This is going to be embarrassing for us.
No, but, not embarrassing.
But I do know that a lot of news, especially bad news, comes out on Friday. If a team's going to release bad news, it comes out on Friday. That way, you don't have, I mean, you got the weekend shows to talk about it, but by Monday, it's less of a thing.
Yeah, if you want everybody to soak that sucker in, you just, like, Tuesday at 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just let everybody pop, 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 pop all week long. But I don't think that's how the agent feels here. We're brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. More of your calls right around the bend here. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.